Hi, I'm Tammy Greenberg, Senior Vice President for Business Development at RAB, and welcome to Radio on Main Street, the podcast all about radio. Our latest podcast series comes to you from the 2023 ANA Masters of Marketing Conference, where chief marketing officers, brand stewards, advertising directors, research providers, ad tech, and media professionals all come together with a laser focus on growth. The conference showcased creative thinking, strategies, and best practices that leading brands have implemented to drive growth by meeting and exceeding their consumers' needs. RAB had the opportunity to chat with many attendees about their businesses, their marketing goals, the issues that they are most focused on, and of course, their thoughts about radio. In the second episode of Radio on Main Street at the ANA Masters of Marketing, Erica Farber, President and CEO of the RAB, chats with Aaron Alsman of the Brownstein Group. The Brownstein Group is the longest running independent advertising and public relations agency headquartered in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Aaron came to the ANA Masters of Marketing Conference to learn, to be inspired, and to network, and has her own insights to share with all of you today.
So Aaron, here we are at the ANA Masters of Marketing and the halls are crazy busy. Tell me how the experience is for you so far.
Well, you know, this is actually my first time to the Masters. Yes, I'm a first timer. I'm a Masters of Marketing virgin. So I'm feeling the energy. It's really exciting, you know, just to see all these folks here who are all here to learn about great insights and see terrific marketing campaigns and meet new people and have a little bit of fun. So it's really terrific so far.
So tell us about the Brownstein Group.
So Brownstein is the longest running independent advertising and public relations agency headquartered in Philadelphia, and one of the longest running independent agencies in the country. In fact, we're about to celebrate our 60th anniversary next year.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So we specialize in creative, public relations, and now influencer marketing for some of the world's most recognizable heritage brands. So we really focus on brands that, you know, have a long heritage underneath them. They have a great foundation, a solid brand within their industry, but they're at a point where they need to shift and make a change. And in fact, the Mars presentation we just heard was music to my ears about that, because they have so many iconic brands that have withstood the test of time, but have evolved and met their future consumers' needs, and that's really where we play as well.
Well, that's so exciting. You know, these strong local agencies like yours are less and less, in a sense, because these bigger agencies have gotten bigger and bigger.
It's so true, and you know, no offense to the bigger agencies, they do amazing work. But we have such great intimate relationships with our clients, and we do frequently hear that that's what they're looking for. They really want that intimate relationship, those really close touch points, and really the nimbleness that we can provide as sort of a smaller independent agency. And, you know, we're right there with the big boys. We're on Ad Age's Small Agency of the Year, on Ad Week's Small Agency of the Year in the independent category. So, you know, we're really, really just pleased to be able to deliver for our clients in the same way that they do, but with a closer relationship.
Oh, that's so fantastic. Yeah. So what brought you to the Masters this year? You've said you're a virgin here.
Yeah.
And why did you decide to come?
You know, FOMO. pure and simple. It total fear of missing out. Close personal friends with many, many agency leaders who have had such great experiences here. We're really in growth mode for our agency, trying to find the best partners for us moving forward. And we found that the ANA is a great place to do that, a great partnership. We recently joined and became members probably about 6 months ago. So, you know, why not dive in head first with the Masters of Marketing?
Oh, that's great. Now, when you look at this as an agency, are you thinking about specific clients for ideas to take back? Or, what is your focus while you're here?
So certainly we're always looking at best practices and, you know, great campaign work. You know, we do a thing in our agency called I Wish I Did That. You know, so we're always looking at other work that's in the market saying, oh, dang, I wish we did that campaign. So always looking for that great inspiration. But mostly I think we're here to meet people, you know, and just broaden our networks and take a few, you know, interesting nuggets home to the team and really just, you know, kind of talk to folks and get to know people.
So obviously here we are, radio on Main Street, and our audience are radio stations all across the country. What is your view on broadcast radio within your agency?
Well, that's a great question. So we love broadcast radio in our agency. We don't actually buy media, but we work with terrific media partners. And we have found recently, particularly for two campaigns in particular, how well radio has been performing for our clients.
Love to hear that.
Yeah, it's great news. It's great news. I think it's maybe an underdog medium, you know, nowadays with all the focus on digital and obviously of digital components to what you do. But, you know, there's certainly a place for radio and great creative that only can be translated to radio is something. It's a great creative challenge for us.
Right.
So we're very bullish on the medium and, you know, continue to see a lot of success with it.
You know, you bring up such a good point because you know, you're an agency and yet you don't actually purchase the medium.
That's right.
And at the same time, what can we do as broadcasters to make sure that agencies like yours are educated? Because we want it to be thought of in the creative sense when you're coming up with campaigns.
Absolutely.
So how can we make it easier for you to even think about getting it included in a campaign?
So, you know, I think it's probably twofold. One is obviously staying close to your media buying agencies who are our partners, and we really rely on them heavily to make those great recommendations to us.
Right.
But then extend that a little bit further, you know, invite our agencies like ours to for lunch and learn. I mean, their media is changing so quickly, so dramatically, and there's so much focus on the data side of it. And, you know, things that we need to understand as a creative agency that might not necessarily be at our fingertips because we're not in that piece of it day in and day out.
Right.
So we really very much value, you know, kind of those one-to-one, you know, quick lunch and learns, 20 minutes, you know, or something like that to just come to the agency virtually, talk through some great examples, and then, you know, you can certainly get the creative juices flowing for our team.
That's great advice, and it's a good reminder for us because sometimes we're so focused on, you know, that buy at the time,
right,
that we need to also open our minds to the bigger picture.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, it's really important. Yeah. We've heard about AI this morning, and I think we're going to be hearing about it for the next couple of days.
I think that's true.
What are you thinking about when the topic of AI comes up, and how do you believe that's going to change what you do?
So, I mean, it's an ongoing conversation, a daily conversation for sure. I think what I'm looking at in my role is how AI can be applied across all of the various components that make up the agency. And so, you know, as we start to plan for 2024, that's one of the key components of what we're planning for. So how can we use AI to be more efficient, more effective, more creative, more profitable? And, you know, see where it can really touch everything that we do, from our client relationships to how we run our business.
Well, it's certainly going to change everything.
Yes.
So what do you see as the biggest change or potential trend, if you will, that's going to change marketing as we know it today?
Well, it's certainly happening, you know, as we speak. But I would say, obviously, the social media generation, the TikTok generation, it's my children. I have a 10-year-old and a 13-year-old, and, you know, we're in the thick of it.
And some of these messages we've already seen today about how social media affects younger people.
Sure. Right. There's a downside.
It's scary.
And it's very scary. And as a parent, obviously, I think about that as well, because, you know, we're part of its growth as marketers, and we are, you know, perhaps we have a responsibility also to everything that is involved in it. But, you know, I think it's only going to grow in terms of delivering a message, how we work with influencers and who we consider to, you know, represent our brands and be that delivery mechanism. I think that's going to continue to evolve. Certainly, you already mentioned AI and AI in the creative realm. I think it's going to be just a big game changer. But then also, to your point, there's another side of that. There's a whole ethical side to that and a legal side to that. So, you know, it's really just kind of unfolding before our eyes.
Is there a case study that you can share with us where you have used social media effectively and been really pleased with the results?
Sure. So we just recently launched our own influencer agency. So Brownstein Group, I should explain, is that we're an umbrella company with four different agencies underneath our corporate umbrella. And we have a new influencer agency called Poster Child.
What a great name.
It is, thank you. We love it.
I thought of that.
We love it. Because we're looking for the poster child for your brand, right? And we believe that we are the poster child for what an influencer agency should be for its clients. And one of our very first clients is Peloton. So we've been working with Peloton to promote just not just the bike and the tread, but also the app, which is you know, available to really anybody who wants it, even if they don't want to purchase a bike or a tread. And tapping into some of the world's most famous creators to grow that brand. And we've worked with names like Alex Earle and Monet McMichael, and just unbelievable off the charts numbers. Where we've seen literally the next day after we would post something through one of these influencers, record downloads.
Immediately. Wow. It's amazing.
Immediately.
It's crazy. Yes. And when you think of, you know, media in general, what do you see as the opportunities available to you to get your messages out? Because there's so many ways you can go today.
That's so true. I mean, everything's an opportunity. Yeah. Everything is media, right? This carpet is media right now. We always encourage our teams to think that way, think that anything is media. And sometimes we come up with some, you know, pretty crazy ideas around that, but yeah, I think the sky's the limit.
So we have a campaign where we talk about radio matters. Mm-hmm. And if you could finish that sentence, radio matters because?
Ooh. You know, radio matters because listening is a superpower. And if you can train people to listen and they can use radio in order to do that, they're going to succeed in their business lives.
And radio works because?
Radio works because it is captivating. When you have the right, you know, discussion and conversation going on, it's really truly captivating.
Everything, all content is media today. And all that radio has to offer is equally as relevant to a creative and PR shop as it is to media agencies. As the media landscape continues to change so completely and dramatically, Erin suggests the value of lunch and learns on a regular basis to keep an agency's creative juices flowing with what's new and what's possible with radio, and it truly is imperative. Remember, as Erin says, listening is a superpower, and the brands that tap into the power radio gives to consumers are the ones that succeed.
If you'd like to learn more about radio and its many benefits, we invite you to visit us at rab.com, or you can email us directly at askrab@rab.com. Until next time, it's Radio on Main Street.